This is my son, Christopher.
Hi.
Hey, Christopher. What are you doing up here?
I came to apologize for missing our appointment the other day.
Oh, you didn't need to come up?
Oh, no, actually, we were in the neighborhood visiting a very close friend of ours, and I just wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you for your time. I know you probably waited for me.
A little bit.
I want you to know that I do not take that for granted.
Oh, come on. What's that?
Oh, this is an osteonational bone density scanner.
Oh.
A company I bought into prior to going to work at Witter. I have a meeting after the game.
You guys are going to the game?
Oh, yeah.
Possibly.
Possibly.
Yeah, we're going too. I'm taking my son, Tim, my 12-year-old. We were just leaving.
Tim!
Listen, we'll get out of your way. Again, thank you very much, and I'm sorry about the other day, and I hope that we can reschedule for later this week.
You got it.
Thank you very much, sir. Right. You take care. Here, come on. Say bye-bye, Chris.
Bye.
Bye, Christopher. Hey, you guys want to come with us?
What, to Candlestick?
We're going now. Come with us. Where are your seats?
We are upper deck.
We got a box. Come on. You want to sit in the box?
No.
Well, it's not actually a box. It's a private section. It's more comfortable. You want to go?
Okay.
Okay, kids in the back. Hey, why don't you just put that in your car?
Yeah, okay, sure.
We don't have a car.
Ah! Oh, my God. Ah.
What happened?
I think I got stung by a bee.
You all right?
Oh, yeah. Ah, goodness, I'm fine.
You're not allergic or anything?
No.
Where'd it get you?
Just, like, the back of my head.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, Christopher.
Does it hurt?
Hey, Christopher, I'm fine.
Let me see.
Christopher, sit back. Sit back.
Thomas Jefferson mentions happiness a couple times in the Declaration of Independence. May seem like a strange word to be in that document, but he was an artist. He called the English the disturbers of our harmony. And I remember standing there that day thinking about the disturbers of mine. Questions I had, whether all this was good, whether I'd make it. And Walter Ribbon and his Pacific Bell pension money, which was millions.
Yeah!
It was a way to another place.
Wow. This is the way to watch a football game here. Thank you very much for this, really.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Chris.
And Mr. Ribbon, I also want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to discuss the asset management capabilities of Dean Witter, which we believe to be far superior to anything you got going over at Morgan Stanley. I think you're going to be blown away. Point blank, Dean Witter needs to be managing your retirement portfolio.
You know, Chris, I didn't have any notion that you were new over there. I mean, I like you, but there's not a chance I'm going to let you direct our fund. It's just not going to happen anytime soon, buddy. So, you know, come on, relax. Let's play the game. Go, go, go!
I've had a few ideas already, absolutely.
Chris,
hey, thank
I'll
you very
you later,
much.
Right?
Yes, sir. I'm going to give you a call.
Nice to meet you, Chris. Okay, give me a call. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Sold all our scanners. It seemed we were making it.
What's the fastest animal in the world?
Jackrabbit.
Seemed we were doing good. Until one day, that day, that letter brought me back to Earth. This part of my life is called paying taxes. If you didn't pay them, the government could stick their hands into your bank account and take your money.
Dad!
No warning, nothing.